If you have your Bible tonight, turn with me, please, to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah tonight, chapter 33. We'll probably run to about 5 or 10 after 8 tonight. And at least I think we will. And try to get through a thought here tonight that I trust to be a blessing to you. Jeremiah chapter 33. When I say that, Jeremiah chapter 33, is there a verse of Scripture comes to anybody's mind? Have you ever heard of the reference Jeremiah 33:3? Okay. Does anybody know the verse? Pardon? Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I wasn't looking at my Bible. Did I get it right? Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'd like to continue tonight with the thought, Lord, teach us to pray. Over there, and I believe it was Luke chapter 11 and verse number 1, they asked Jesus after they had heard him pray in that place where he prayed oft. They said, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And I want to continue along that thought tonight out of Jeremiah chapter 33. I can honestly tell you tonight, I believe it's the first time in my life that I looked at this verse in its context. You guys that teach Sunday school and preach, are you ever guilty of that? I mean, there's a verse, you know, it's a verse, but you ever guilty of just maybe looking at the verse over and over and over, and especially when it's a well-known verse like this one. But I never had looked at it in its context. And tonight, I want to do that. I want to look at the chapter for just a few minutes. And let's ask God to help us tonight. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to stand, preach the word of God. Lord, there's some wonderful blessings in this old book. And I pray, Father, tonight that you'd bless our hearts together. God, that you would lead us tonight in the message. Lord, I want to say what you want said, and I want to leave off anything that, Lord, would be displeasing in your sight. I want to be a blessing, dear God. You know that. Make me a blessing, our Lord, to these people. I pray you bless our fellowship on Saturday. I pray, Lord, you bless the work as we go forward. Lord, I pray you give us a good day on Sunday. And God, that you'd help us to look up and realize that soon our Lord will come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to look at this thought tonight. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The first thing I see tonight in the verse, we're not going to spend a lot of time, so we can just dive into the chapter. But the first thing I see tonight in the verse is a petition to prayer. God tells Jeremiah, call unto me. I want to say this, when God told Jeremiah this. If you read in verse number 1, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. And so Jeremiah is not in a comfortable situation. And I will say this tonight. I do believe that some of the best praying God's people do comes out of an uncomfortable situation, comes out of a desperate hour, out of an hour when we've done all we can. And I think we should do that. I think we should do all that we can. But I believe we should trust God to do what we can't do. You know, when we're, Sister Carol said a while ago, I'm burdened for my family. I'm glad somebody was burdened for me. But you know, we can be burdened for our family. We can pray for our family, but we can't save our family. But what we can do is be a witness to our family. We can pray for our family. And then trust God to do what we can't do. I believe that's what Paul meant when he said there's one man that sows and another man waters. But God gives the increase. God has to give the increase. So here's Jeremiah, and there's a petition. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 91, verse 15 for just a moment. In Psalm 91, verse number 15, I didn't realize how close this verse of Scripture sounds. In verse number 15 of Psalm 91, the Bible said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You think about that with the situation that Jeremiah is in. The Bible said in verse 1 of Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Behold, thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, and thou, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. I believe Jeremiah, though he had a time of despair in his life when he said he was no longer going to preach the word of God, and yet the Bible said it was in him like a fire burning in his bosom. I believe for the most part, Jeremiah was a man that knew how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And God said, call unto me. It's the second time now, here in the word of God, he came unto Jeremiah the second time. You and I can be glad that God don't give up on us. You can be glad that God, beloved, knows our situation. There's a petition to prayer. There's a promise in prayer. I want you to look at this tonight. The Bible said, here, call unto me. That's the petition. And then here's the promise. I will answer thee. That might sound, tonight like it's not very important, but we need to realize who said it. Look at verse number 2. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. I want to tell you something tonight. When he makes a promise, you can count on that promise tonight. That's the Lord that made that promise. The Bible said this about Christ. All of the promises of God in him are yea. The Bible said of Abraham that God counted it unto him for righteousness because Abraham believed God. Abraham knew that what he had promised, he was able to perform. I tell you, man will make you a promise sometime and something will happen that they can't keep that promise or they don't keep that promise. I'm glad when God makes a promise, that's a promise that you can bank on tonight. Look, let me show you tonight in the chapter now. Look, we looked at the petition to prayer, the promise in prayer. Look at verse number 14. It's kind of odd how that we're going through this, but I'm trying to go through it in the order that it's in the verse. In verse number 14, the Bible said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. You realize tonight that because of their sin, if you read in the chapter, because of Israel's sin, because of Judah's sin, they had been chastised of the Lord. Ungodly nations had come in and tore down the city and tore up their dwelling places. But God said, it's not the end. There's a day coming, I promise you. He's going to make a promise here, and I'll show it to you, to David. He's going to make a promise concerning the future of Jerusalem. He said, I'll perform that good thing which I've promised unto the house of Israel, the house of Judah. Look at verse 15. Well, let me, I'll just go ahead and read verse 15 as well. In those days,
And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Look at verse 17. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. See, God had made a promise to David. And what we're going to see in this scripture, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little tidbit. God said, my promise is just as sure as night comes when the sun goes down and day comes when the sun comes up. God said, that's how sure my promise is. Now, I want to read it, and I want you to see it tonight. The promise in prayer. He said, I will answer thee. Look at verse 18. Neither shall the priest, not only does he talk about David, but he's talking about the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings, to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should be no day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David. You know what God's saying? He's just doubling down on this tonight. He's saying, listen, you can't break the covenant that I've made with the day. You can't break the covenant I've made with the night. You can't break the covenant I've made with the Levites. And you can't break the covenant that I've made with David. Well, listen, you say, preacher, where are you at tonight? I'm just excited that he made a covenant with his people, the church. And beloved, just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning, goes down in the evening, just as sure as the stars are shining, the Bible said over there in the book of Genesis, as long as the earth remaineth, there's going to be seed time and harvest, there's going to be night and there's going to be day. And God said, I've made a covenant with my people, even the sure mercies of David. Amen. I'm blessed tonight to think about the promise in prayer. He said, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, and he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites, the priests and ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so I will multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath cast them off. In other words, Jeremiah is presented with something here. Are you going to believe me? That's what God is saying. Are you going to believe me, the one that made the covenant with the day, the one that made the covenant with the night, the one that made the covenant with the Levites, the one that made the covenant with Judah, the one that made the covenant with David, the one that made the covenant with Israel? Are you going to believe what people are telling you all around you? I'm going to tell you something tonight. That's the only thing sometimes that'll get us through. It's looking up to the God of heaven and saying, God, you promised, and your promises are good. Amen. And we can trust you when we don't know what to do. We can still trust you. Watch what he said here. The Bible said, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath cast them off, even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, and they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob. Can you see this here? It's a reverse. It's like a double negative. And listen, God is saying it's just not going to happen. In verse number 26, he said, in verse 25, if my covenant be not with the day, but it is with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, but he has appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then he said, will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. What God is saying to Jeremiah is, son, it's bad now, but it ain't always going to be this way. I've made a covenant, amen. And I want you to know tonight there's going to be some times If Jesus doesn't come real soon, I believe the church is going to see some darker days than she's seen in her past. But what we need to realize, beloved, listen, our Father's made a covenant with the church. He said He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. He said He'd go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. He said no weapon that's formed against us is going to prosper. Amen. I believe God will give us victory, and that victory will come through our faith. Don't you? Amen. Notice what He said here. There's a petition to pray. Call unto Me. There's a promise in prayer. He said, I will answer thee. Now, I'm going to use a big word tonight, but I'll define it. I use the big word for the sake of alliteration. That's the promulgation in prayer. And what that word means is to make known, or to, by open declaration, to publish it, to proclaim formally, or to put into operation. And what that is in prayer here is, He said, I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want you to see some of these things tonight that He's referring to as He's talking to Jeremiah in verse number 3. First of all, we see that the Bible said here, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. I wrote in the margin of my Bible, remember. Beloved, listen, God will remember His people. God knew where Jeremiah was, and God knew what Jeremiah needed. I'm telling you, beloved, there's been some times in my life my wife didn't know what I needed, though she knows me very well. There's been some times in my life my wife didn't know where I was at, though she knows me very well. But I tell you, there's never been a time in my life that God didn't know what I needed, and God didn't know where I was at. And He remembers us, beloved, tonight. And that ought to be a blessing to us as we think about what He's going to make known unto His people. The next word I wrote down in my Bible, look in verse number 6. I wrote down the word restore. I believe it's when we think about the promulgation in prayer, He's making known, He's declaring, He's publishing, He's proclaiming it formally, He's putting it into operation. Beloved, you know, tonight, listen, in chapter number 33, it's not yet happened. But when God says it, how many realizes it's just as good as done? Amen. The rapture of the church has not yet taken place, but God's already said it. Hey, the catching away, the calling out, the ecclesia, the called out ones, amen? It's just as sure as God said it, it's going to take place, amen? Just as sure as He said we'll be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said the dead in Christ are going to rise first, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said, beloved, listen, He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said He's going to change our vile body and give us a body fashioned like unto the Son of God, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said there's going to be a marriage supper, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said tonight there's going to be the judgment seat of Christ, every one of us that are saved are going to stand there, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said there's a great white throne judgment awaiting those that are lost, it's going to take place. Just as sure as He said there's a tribulation, 7 years coming upon this world, it's going to take place. And I believe tonight when we look at Jeremiah and God said, call unto Me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I believe, listen, over there in the book of the Revelation, John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God and for his testimony. But he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. How many believes, beloved, that's hard to do that without being in a spirit of prayer. I believe John was out there like Jeremiah. He is all by himself. It was like being in prison. Get rid of him. Amen. But I tell you what, God just set his spirit free and showed him what was coming in the ages to come. That's a blessing tonight. Listen, he's showing us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He's trying to encourage Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, I'm going to restore him. Look in verse 6. He said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them. Ain't that a blessing? They were sick. You say, preacher, sick? Oh, yes. Sin brings sickness. Amen. Rebellion brings sickness. And the people of God were outside of the blessing. But God said, I'm going to restore them. He said, I'm going to reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them as at the first. Don't you know tonight that had to be a blessing down there in that prison for that man of God to hear that message? Amen. That it ain't always going to be this way. God hasn't forgotten us. He's going to come back and visit us again, and we're going to have an opportunity to see Jerusalem built up once again. And he said here in verse number 8, when he said remember, I looked at that word, the word restore. With that restoration, he said, I will cure them. In verse number 8, he said, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. Let me just say something tonight. I'm reading this in its context. It's talking about Israel. But you know the reason you and I ought to call unto him? You know the reason we ought to? Because he said, I'll answer thee. You say, preacher, what's that promulgation in prayer? Every time we see somebody saved by the grace of God, God has forgiven their iniquity. God has pardoned their sin. And God is revealing, beloved, listen, that there is power in prayer and that God is still on the throne and God is still saving to the uttermost those who will believe. The Bible said here, I'll cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. I'll pardon their iniquities whereby they have sinned. I believe one of the greatest manifestations of answered prayer that you'll ever see is a sinner being saved by the grace of God. I'm not trying to put anything else down. Thank God when he heals people. Thank God when he reclaims that backslider, so to speak, that one that's out of fellowship. But thank God when he saves that sinner from the depths of hell and writes his name, beloved, in the book of life. What a blessing that is. Watch this now. Not only is this making known because God remembers and because God restores, but look what happens when it's made known. This promulgation in prayer, he makes known by an open declaration. He publishes it. He proclaims it formally. He puts it into operation. Look at verse number 9. The Bible said, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. I wrote the word rejoicing. Now, beloved, listen, after God shows out, the people of God are rejoicing. And the nations are seeing that God has his hand on this nation. And God has put his favor upon this nation. I'll give you three words real quickly. Why are they rejoicing? First of all, because of their substance. You know, we're human. But the Bible said here, what did the Bible say in verse number 9? He said, all the good, they're here, all the good. The nations of the earth are going to hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. I'm telling you tonight, listen, you and I tonight ought to shout glory because we've got a peanut butter cracker, because we've got clothes on our back, because we've got a roof over our head, because we've got a good clean bottle of water to drink. I'm telling you, there's people in the world that don't have what we have. Amen. And God's been good to us. And there's a rejoicing going on here as a result of answered prayer. Not only, listen, I'm just naming it in the order that it comes in the Bible, but not only is there rejoicing because of the substance, but it's going to get better. Watch this in verse number 10. Thus saith the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate. You say it's going to be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah, the streets of Jerusalem. And they're desolate without man and without habitation and without beast. That's what Jeremiah's hearing around him. But God said, I'm painting a different picture. I've made you a promise. Look at verse 11. The voice of joy. There's that joy again. What's he rejoicing over now? And the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. Hallelujah. and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Now they're not rejoicing in their substance, but they're rejoicing in their Savior. Ain't that a wonderful thing tonight? Amen. To know, hallelujah, that he's forgiven us. To know, can anybody tonight say the Lord is good? Can anybody say his mercy endureth forever? And the Bible talked about the sacrifice of praise over there in the book of Hebrews. I'm telling you, we're behind in that area, God's people. How we ought to praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, amen. We ought to praise him tonight. He's a blessing. He is a blessing. He's good. His mercy endures forever. Watch this now. Thus saith the Lord of hosts in verse 12. Again, in this place which is desolate without man, without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be a habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. I see the substance. I see the Savior. And now I'm looking at the shepherds once again in the land of Israel. Look here in verse number 13. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, in the places about Jerusalem. Let me just ask you tonight, I'm going to try to finish reading it here in a minute, but don't you think Jeremiah's mind is going back now? Jeremiah's mind is looking back, amen, to the days of old. He's looking back to those flocks that are walking the hillsides there in Jerusalem. I had the privilege to go over there years ago. Had the privilege to see four shepherds come together in a valley. And somebody said, how in the world are they going to separate them sheep? They're all in one big wad. And it wasn't hard. One shepherd went this way, another one went that way, another one went that way, and another one went that way. Thank God Almighty, the sheep knew the voice of the shepherd. And they knew which one they're supposed to be with and which one they're supposed to follow. I believe in Jeremiah's mind, he's going back. It's lying in waste now. But he's going back to that day. And you know what God's saying? Call unto me. I'll answer thee, son. I'll put him back like it was. And it'll be a blessing. Amen. There'll be shepherds again. There'll be sheep again. There'll be blessing again. There'll be substance again. The Savior will have his way once again. That's a blessing to me tonight. Look here. The Bible said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, in verse number 14, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and the house of Judah. You know, tonight, I think every one of us tonight, if you don't have this verse committed to memory, you ought to commit it to memory. Call unto me. That's a petition. God said, youngins, call unto me. And then there's a promise. I will answer thee. And then notice what he said. We used that word promulgation. How's he going to show that he answers? He said, I'm going to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm telling you, I believe we ought to do what we can. But I believe we ought to pray, beloved, and ask God what we're supposed to do. But then I believe we ought to pray and ask God to do what we can't. God never asks us to do something we can't do. But I tell you what he does want us to do. He wants us to do what we can do for the glory of God. I believe tonight, Brother Mitchell's down there in Jamestown. He's taking inventory tonight. I'll guarantee you tonight, Brother John, he's thinking, well, maybe I could have done this. Maybe I could have done that. Maybe I could have went here. Maybe I could have went there. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe you can say, like Mary, I did what I could. Amen? And I believe God will take it up at the judgment seat of Christ. I mean, he's glad you come tonight. Call unto me. That's a petition. God said, youngins, call unto me. He said, I'll answer thee. That's a promise. And I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. A while ago we was praying, burden for lost people. Let me tell you something tonight. We'll pray, we'll call. God said, I'll answer. Amen. I believe we're going to get to see some more of them saved by the grace of God. I'm burdened about some young people that are at a crossroads in their life. My soul, go the right way and there's blessings. Go the wrong way and there's burdens. Burdens on them, burdens on their parents, burdens on everybody around them. When there could be blessing, they just go the way of God. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen. Appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate you being here.